pledge allegiance, please? Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. It's 9:00. It's our April township meeting. I just want to read this off in the beginning. Due to the times that we're experiencing, this meeting's held under township board members are considered workers necessary to sustain and protect life. That means that we can continue to hold township meetings either in person, taking necessary precautions, or via telephone using teleconference service or video call. We are acknowledging social distancing. Our board members are the proper distance apart, and so is our public. We've set up chairs appropriately. So at this time, we'll move on to public comment. Not hearing any, we will move on. Approval of the agenda. Do we have support?
Or a motion?
Or motion, sorry.
I'll move to approve the agenda.
I'll support.
Okay, we have support. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Absent is Dick Holtz and Aaron Eisenhardt. Consent agenda. I would entertain a motion on that unless we need to make any changes. Oh, Shelley, you were going to mention something?
I was. And do you mind, in this case, if I just read the items that are on the consent agenda?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Consent agenda. The March 9, 2020 meeting minutes. March 24, 2020 public hearing minutes. March 24, 2020 special meeting minutes. The zoning report. The assessor's report. The treasurer's report. The paying of bills. And then prepaid claims, which including the election expenses from March 10 primary. Checks all went out for that stuff.
Okay. Thank you, Shelley. Do we have a motion?
I'll approve the consent agenda as presented, all the items.
Support. Do we have any further discussion? Mike, you okay with everything?
Fine.
Okay. We have a roll call vote, please.
Okay, roll call. Shemansky?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisvert, yes.
And absent is Dick Holtz and Aaron Eisenhardt. Motion passes. We'll move on to Sheriff and Commissioner report. Not seeing either here. We do have a Antrim County 911 sheet or all the calls. There was 911 checks. There was 7, 3 animal controls, 3 driving complaints. There was 3 general assist, 3 hazardous condition, 4 medical calls, 8 traffic stops, a total of 43. And I'm guessing for March, it's probably fairly low, but I'm guessing given the circumstances, it's expected. I will move on. Is there any further discussion on Sheriff and Commissioner report? Not hearing any, we'll move on. Ambulance Department, MMR. We did not have a meeting this month for obvious reasons, but I don't know of anything new other than what Ken Williamson shared with me. I'll let him bring that up when he comes up as far as runs. So we'll move on to Fire Department. Ken?
Good morning. Monthly report, Ken Williamson. The Fire Department was dispatched to 8 incidents in March. Was about our normal call volume, actually. We did have our first big structure fire quite a while in March, and there were 4 different departments working on that fire, and I think we did a really good job mitigating that, all things considered, with the type of construction and the distance away from water and amount of time involved. There was quite a bit of the structure saved. So That went pretty well. We're still at 18 staff-wise. All the equipment is working as it should over there, in good order. We did get an update on the rescue boat, and because of this COVID issue, they're not in production right now, so that's going to probably push the boat back until June or so, is what they're saying. As far as what we're doing for training over there, we did cancel the CPR course, or we'll reschedule that when social distancing rules are lifted here. For training for this month, we actually had our first meeting, general business meeting via Zoom last night. We had our officers meeting in our training, and so we are going to do some video trainings. Everyone's kind of doing a home study, either via fire engineering website or YouTube, and practice some size up and incident command and that kind of stuff while they're watching the videos. We are going to try to still do extrication. We're just going to, the same way we did truck maintenance this month, we'll have them sign up two at a time and come down, so we limit our exposure to each other and do one truck at a time. Or in this case, we'll just do a couple people at a time and practice our extrication skills on the vehicles back there. So that's the plan for this month. We're hoping there's a light at the end of the tunnel out there and that we'll be back together for next month. So that's what it's looking like, we hope. As far as the ambulance goes, their call volume has been down quite a bit as well. And just to bring up to speed kind of what's going on with the COVID procedures, they have instituted a self-check. Every shift that comes in there every morning has to go through a checklist that they have. They're checked for temperature and any health issues going on, and they have to actually go online and fill out a questionnaire before they're allowed to punch in for the day. And we have the building closed over there. We're not allowing visitors right now, seeing as I'm really the only one in and out of there. I'm just kind of self-monitoring myself as well. So that's what we're doing on the prevention side of this for right now. The ACES meeting, we actually did, the one for April was canceled. We just did a follow-up one via Zoom. With us seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, they're fairly confident that we have enough PPE in the area for our call volume. So they don't see any issues. We have a good supply of masks and gowns and eye protection. So, and if we bought some masks. I brought some if anybody needs some. I can leave them here if you want. We bought a few from Traverse Bay Manufacturing over here in Elk Rapids is producing masks with a 100% aerosol rating. So they work even better than the N95s, supposedly. And then, so we have a small supply of those, and we're issuing those to those who anyone wants to use it. So, and I have a few extras I'll just leave here in case someone needs one.
Ken, remind me what ACES stands for.
Antrim County Emergency Services.
Thank you.
Yep, that's the Township Ambulance Authority, MMR, us, all the fire chiefs, pretty much anyone, dispatch, anyone pretty much in the business is there, law enforcement. So, other than that, we're just plugging away over there, riding the storm out.
So, board app.
Ken, does the MMR have a particular ambulance designated? COVID-19?
No, actually, both of them are certified for it. They also have I was going to bring this up too. They actually have a mobile service that's going around and fogging their vehicles. They have a built-in pump on a trailer, and they've been here, I think, twice now. So they're coming in on a weekly basis, and like you would bomb a house for pests. That's what this is they bomb the ambulance for virus, and Antrim County actually purchased one of those, and they're going to bring it there. It's making its rounds through the fire departments right now, and they told me that I could use it over here in this building if you guys want me to. It'd be something at night. There's no cleanup afterwards. It's not a major deal. It's purchased through the Emergency Operations Center, and so when I find out the availability of that, I'm going to do our barn and then over here if you guys want me to.
That'd be great.
Okay, so I'll keep you up on that.
Reason I ask that is because several, it was on television last night, that several townships are combining together to have one designated ambulance, because it looks like it's all covered in plastic inside.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they haven't seen the call volume in order to justify that, and they think the precautions they're taking right now is good for the number of cases that we have, so. And those are dropping. I think we're down to 8 total in Grand Traverse right now. And they're hoping a couple more of those are going to come out of quarantine pretty quick, so I think Northern Michigan's in pretty good shape.
Anything further for Ken? Thanks, Ken.
Now, if we can just get everybody else back to work, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. We'll move on. Discussion on spring cleanup. I spoke with Bill Cooper, and I wanted to speak with everyone on the board. Our plan was for May 16th. And I guess not knowing the future and knowing our way that we advertise, I guess my feeling is I would suggest that we would postpone it this time until we have a better direction as far as to make sure that if we were to have it, that we're still not under some type of restrictions and what have you. But I know that Shelley has to get out the information. It takes at least a week or so to get the notices out. And I just want to get ahead of this so people don't start showing up at the DPW with product that we're not prepared to take. So I'm asking the board for their agreement, or if we need a motion, that would be in order. What would you guys like to do? As far as I'm concerned, I think if we just do the postponement for now for a later date, I don't think we need a motion, but I mean.
Just see a notice to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because what is it, Shelley? 7 days roughly out from the time we.
Yeah, it's a week. And I know that Elk Rapids News has a good size ad for our spring cleanup, you know, giving all the details. So I will just call them and say, please run that for 2 weeks.
Please.
With canceled written across it, or postponed, and
yeah, whatever.
Leave it at that.
At this point, what Bill Cooper had shared with me is they're going to go forward at this point, but I think it's in our best interest, at least for our folks, not to, I just don't want to get them started to come and not be there, so. I think at this point, if we postpone for a couple of weeks or month or whatever it takes, we can come back later.
And for the village, it's different because they go curbside with their trucks.
Yes.
But for us, it would be convening at the DPW barn, people and things. So it would be more difficult.
Okay, so do we have consensus on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And that's all I had on that. I'll move forward to Township Sewer. Really nothing to report there at this point. The only thing I would make mention of is I did get an email from Performance Engineering, and one of their key members or owners passed away on April 9th, and that was kind of a surprise. I didn't personally know the man, but it was just Aaron was letting us know that operations may be a little bit off for a few weeks or months until they get everything organized. So I will move on from that. Anything further on Township Sewer?
New rates started April 1st.
That's correct. I forgot about that. Thanks, Mike. Shelley, have you got anything to add?
No.
Okay. We will move forward. Traverse City Charlevoix Trail. I don't have anything new to offer there. Do you, Shelley?
No. We've got just a good summary in our packet, and they're still working on rerouting or routing through the village. So it looks like it's going strong, and they're shut down right now too, as far as meetings for this. So,
sure. Okay, we'll move on. Attorney's report.
Bill, can you put your microphone up, because I want to make sure that we pick you up on this.
Okay, attorney's report. The 43 events in the Anticline Sheriff's Department is low. It's probably COVID-19 on this thing. Sewer extension. The agreement has been signed with Elk Rapids and Milton, and each township has an original. I would note that Matt's Underground has started construction, boring the pipe in. I think it was started on or about April 6th. It looks like it's proceeding very well.
For Milton Township.
For Milton Township, excuse me.
I want to make sure that that's...
It's not Barrel Rapids Township. It's on Karen Highway between Williams Road and the Oasis or the Township Hall. I was advised last night on a telephone call that they appear to be trenching toward the lift station on Williams Road right now. So there's been no connections there yet, but they're working towards it. I don't know of any structures that have been connected yet, but that's, the Matt's Underground was going to do a mass mailing to all the property owners that they would be willing to do it at a very reasonable price.
Lucky.
Field appraisal services, just on that, I did notice, I just checked with Shelley, that on March 19th, and in the ER News, the village had published a notice that the township had also done and sent out in the past, and had sent out with the tax bills, that advising the village residents, property owners, that the appraisers are coming around on this thing. So the property owners would not be concerned on this thing. So it's a good notice, and it's hopefully to keep everybody advised. Special Assessment District. There's been a request, again, by the property owners of a private road, Partridge Trail, to, they indicated that they have a good participation now, and they wanted to try to move forward. Right now, as the law states, it's based on front footage. There's a couple large property owners along the road. I don't know if they're on board or not. Last time was 2016. We did some work on this. I went and pulled my old file and looked at it. We had a meeting, I think it was Dorrance and Mike and myself and three of the property owners along there. I recommend we do that in the future to get a feeling for this. Point two, which is maybe a big plus for whoever's pushing it, is House Bill 4030 on private roads. It is supported by the MTA. It would add an option to the special assessment for private roads that would having, or I guess for road, private, for all roads, would add an option of having special assessment allocated equally to each landowner in the special assessment district that receives a benefit. Big difference, because that road here goes in through a lot of vacant property, and then mainly the structures are along the water where all the lots are. If this law passes, then it would be the number of parcels served by the road have equal voice.
Just a note, Bill, talking to the gentleman that's doing that, the way that they're going to present it to the property owners and through their association is one assessment per property owner.
They can't do that right now. It's by front footage, not one common assessment. They were told that last in 16. We can't set up a special assessment district doing what you say. They can do it internally if everybody agrees to it.
When we do sewers, we have an option to do it whatever way we
right.
deem
but you
necessary.
Don't, you don't with this statute.
Okay. Left it.
So, and you can refer him to House Bill 4030 to watch it. That will be able to do it the way they want to do it. It's passed the House. It's in a Senate subcommittee right now, and I don't believe there's much going on in Lansing right this second. So, I would again suggest that you, Dorrance, that you talk to the Road Commission, North Bay Shore. The pole there that was damaged, the water was around it yesterday. So with those big waves, I don't know what it looked like overnight and so forth, but it was around it again. And there's other areas that are moving closer to the road. Then the last thing I have in my, it's a summary report right now, but is a proposed resolution that was given through the MTA as a sample resolution. It was an emergency resolution for temporary emergency services. It basically, I think you're already doing that through the main officers of this board, the ones that are here today, but it gives you the, you'll consult with the subcommittees on each other, and it gives the township treasurer, clerk, the right to pay bills that are utility bills, payroll, contractual agreements, professional services, and other budgeted non-capital items. And they're all subject to audit at the next meeting of the township board. So the township board will review what's being paid. It can affect hours, and the township supervisor, in consultation with the clerk and the treasurer, can set township hours and so forth on this thing. It does not affect anything that's statutory between the deputy, or excuse me, between the treasurer and the clerk. If it's statutory, it stays that way. This proposed resolution, the authority delegated by it, we just put it in that it would automatically expire May 31st. We have no idea when the governor's order is going to change, but it's subject to earlier rescission or modification by the township board or extension of action by the township board. It's just a sort of a policy statement going out on this thing. You can also set hours of operation if you wanted to, and status of meeting. You can switch from this type of meeting to electronic meeting, conference calls, and or video calls.
But Bill, in general summarization, what it does, it allows us to do business as usual without having a board meeting, is that correct?
Yes. Well, within reasons, okay? Yeah. I mean, you can't have a capital expenditure.
No, no.
Okay?
But I mean, just our monthly
yes.
to-do list.
Yes.
Also, it's not something we have to use. If we choose to have our board meetings, we can do that. But this is just another option to choose from. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear with the board so that we're not enacting something that's going to change the way we act or how we function. But it gives us an option due to this crisis that we can actually make decisions. If we don't want to have a meeting, we can get the payroll and all of our budgeted items paid without actually coming together for a meeting. I would ask for support on this because I think it'll be something that would function well. And also, if it only goes to the end of May, hopefully we don't need to use it at all. But if worst case scenario, it's an option, then we could renew if we had to. But I'm just saying, as a board, I think it just gives us one more option. What's your thoughts, Mike?
Well, this is fine with me. I think we should approve this.
Sure. Shelley, what's your thoughts?
I'm with Mike. I think we should approve this, knowing that it's just a backup for us and you know, stops anybody from being placed in a position where they may feel uncomfortable with the COVID-19 issues going on right now.
Okay. I will make the motion then to adopt resolution 2020-10.
I'll support.
Okay, we have support. Is there any further discussion? Mike, anything to add?
No.
Shelley?
Just a point that since there's just the three of us and we have two members missing, I will
scan this
and send that to them just so that they know what's going on. And I will also place this on our website for anybody that wants to take a look at it,
okay.
You know, or they can call us and get a copy. But I will definitely put it on our website and contact Aaron and Dick.
Well, there are other townships that have adopted this, and that's kind of where it came through the MTA, so it's not a standalone. Obviously,
right.
Bill did make a couple of changes basically for our township purposes because of the way we function. So I guess other than that, do you want to do roll call or
yeah.
just okay
yes.
roll call?
Okay, roll call vote. Amos?
Yes.
Boysbert, yes. Schimansky?
Yes.
Motion carries. Dick Holtz and Aaron Eisenhart are absent. Okay, anything further, Bill?
Nothing further.
Okay. Township Board announcements. The only thing that comes to my mind, Shelley, is that's a road name different in the change in the cemetery, struggling, from Honeycrisp.
Yeah, there's already Honeycrisp in Torch Lake Township, so they asked us if we could change that, and I suggested McIntosh. This is for the cemetery. We went with fruit tree names, and everything else was fine, and the county, we sent it to the county, and she runs it by the emergency department, 911. So McIntosh is good. Mm-hmm. So I think at this point, we'll figure out how to make signage and get things put out there, and haven't really done anything because people are closed, but that would be our next step.
Okay. The only other thing I have, unfortunately, it's about the cemetery. I'm sure as public knows, we have been out there cleaning it up. We had a lot of debris down from last winter, and we didn't have a fall cleanup. It was going to be very difficult to get around in the cemetery. And then, unbeknownst to us, Shelley was approached that they wanted to start doing burials the 1st of April. So it actually all turned out for the best, but I just want everyone to know we actually had to get a lot of debris removed so it wouldn't obstruct people coming and going it whenever time that happens. But obviously with the burials, it needed to be done. So we had 365. We got an exemption order that we passed out to them. And that's, to my knowledge, they've got everything cleaned up and picked up. The water has not been turned on and probably won't be, Shelley, until what, toward the end of the month?
Normally.
So that's the only other update. I do have one other thing. Spoke with Bert from the Road Commission, and he has informed me as of a week ago, all of our road projects are on plan. It appears that is still an essential operation. When the weather starts, we've got commitments from both contractors on both the chip and sealing, and then the new road build that we're doing on Birch Tip, is it?
Birch Point Drive.
Birch Point Drive, and that both contractors are willing to do those. So it looks like that'll move forward as planned. I really don't have anything else. Obviously, things are kind of slow. So, Mike, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't.
Shelley?
No.
Okay, well, if there's no objection, I'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you.